Da-da-da-da-da. Good evening, everyone. It's time for another Bedtime Stories. We are reading A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens. It's very exciting. And Chapter 9, Spies. Madame Defarge sat in the wine shop, her fingers knitting, but her eyes on the lookout for spies that were always being sent into the Saint-Antoine section by the king. "Good day, my wife," called Ernest Defarge, returning from a 3-day trip to the country. "On my journey, I met this good gentleman," and he pointed to a man with a blue cap beside him. "He is a fixer of roads. Give my new friend some breakfast." When the two men had finished their morning meal and the shop was emptied of all customers except two, Defarge and the road fixer joined them at their table. "Now that all of our good Jacques are here, we may begin," said Defarge, using the code name Jacques that the revolutionaries used to identify each other. "I shall be Jacques One, and here," and he pointed to the road fixer, "here is Jacques Two. Speak, Jacques Two, and tell them everything." "It was a year ago this summer," began the road fixer, taking off his blue cap, "when I first saw Gaspard. He was hanging by a chain under the Marquis' carriage, but I had no idea that he was planning to kill him." "When did you see him again?" asked Jacques Three. "Well, Gaspard ran away after he killed the Marquis, and managed to avoid the soldiers for months and months, but he was finally caught, and when I next saw him, he was hanging from a gallows 40 feet high in the village square. I was so enraged at this that I left the village at sunset, and walked all that night and half the next day until I met Jacques," and he pointed at Defarge. "You are a good man," said Defarge, "and worthy of joining our cause, but please leave the shop for a moment, as we must talk." After the road fixer had gone out the door, Jacques Three turned to the other men. "What do you say, Jacques?" he asked Defarge. "Do we put the village officials on our list?" "To be listed as doomed for destruction," replied Defarge. "Are you sure that problems won't arise as a result of our keeping this list of our enemies' names?" asked Jacques Four. "I know it is safe because no one besides us, or rather, she, can understand it." "Don't worry. Don't worry," answered Defarge. "Even if my wife kept the list in her head, she would never forget it. But the list is knitted in a special pattern and design so that it will always be plain as day to her. There is no way that a single letter of an enemy's name or a single crime can be erased from Madame Defarge's knitted list." After the fixer of roads was sent back to his village to spy for his new friends, Defarge learned from one of his Jacques on the police force that a new spy was being sent to Saint-Antoine. He informed his wife of this immediately. "He will be put on my list as soon as I see him," she said. "What is his name?" "John Barsad, an Englishman." The very next day, that Englishman entered the wine shop. Madame Defarge was knitting as usual. "You knit very well, madame," said Barsad after ordering some wine, "and an interesting design, too. What are you making?" "Nothing special. I knit just to keep busy." And her fingers knitted J-O-H-N into the design. "Business seems bad," commented the spy. "It is very bad," said Madame Defarge. "The people are so poor," and the name B-A-R-S-A-D was knitted into the list. "These miserable people are badly treated too, isn't that so?" "If you say so." "You don't agree?" "My husband and I have enough to do just to run this wine shop. We have no time to think of other people." This conversation was getting the spy nowhere. He tried another subject. "It's too bad about poor Gaspard," he said with a great sigh, "to be executed that way." "I'm sure he knew that if he killed someone, he in turn would be executed," said Madame. "I believe," said the spy, dropping his voice, "that there is much pity and anger around here about Gaspard. Don't you think so?" "Here is my husband," said Madame Defarge, ignoring the question. "Good day, Jacques," said the spy, tipping his hat. "You are mistaken, sir. That is not my name. I am Ernest Defarge." "Well, no matter. While talking with your wife, I remembered some interesting things connected with your name."
"Oh?"
"Yes, when Dr. Alexander Manette was freed, he was brought to you, his old house servant."
"That is true," said Defarge, whose wife gave him a look that said to answer the spy in as few words possible.
"As possible. His daughter also came to you," Barsad continued. "She was with a gentleman from Tellson's bank."
"That is true," repeated Defarge.
"You don't hear from them anymore?"
No, broke in Madame. We got a letter saying that they had arrived safely in England, and then another letter, but not any more. The girl is going to be married, said Barsad, married to a Frenchman by birth. In fact, her husband-to-be is a nephew of the Marquise that Gaspard killed. In England, he goes under the name of Charles Darnay. Madame Defarge kept knitting, but the news had a strong effect on her husband, who trembled visibly as he lit his pipe. Having finally gotten some reaction, however small, from his day's work, the spy paid for his wine and left the shop. "Can what he just said about Lucy's marriage be true?" Defarge whispered to his wife. "What if it is?" she asked him calmly. "Well, if the revolution comes during our lifetime, I hope for Lucy Manette's sake that fate keeps her husband out of France." "Fate will lead him where he has to go," snapped Madame Defarge. "But how strange it is that after we felt so much sympathy for Dr. Manette and Lucy, you are now knitting the name of her husband into your list alongside that spy Barsad." End of chapter 9. Ooh, that was a good one. This Madame Defarge doesn't sound like she's to be trifled with. Well, that's all for tonight. Good night.